Welcome to This Woman Can, the Women's Leadership Podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, Executive Coach, Leadership Development Expert and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can. Thank you for joining me wherever you are in the world. Now, there are some weeks, I don't know about you, but I struggle to decide what to talk about. But this week, that wasn't a problem, as there were so many signals from my interview with Julie Turney last week, who talked about overcoming her fear of no. A personal goal I'd set myself last year, and all be revealed. And the reaction to a social media post I'd made asking if persons remembered their worst leader. And it was that popular it started trending. Persons could vividly recount their run-ins with toxic bosses and the impact it had on their career. Some were vehemently shaken and some used as a catalyst to get ahead. I shared my own encounters, one of which, although it happened a few decades past, longer than I care to remember, I could remember like it was yesterday. It had that such a profound impact on me that in my interviews thereafter, I made it a point to ask every potential boss, how do you like to be managed? In our excitement to land that dream job or just a job that'll keep the walls from the door, we often forget that during the interview process, and we need to remember this, that an organisation or a future boss is also up for as much scrutiny as we are. That interview process is a two-way opportunity for us to assess also whether they're worthy of our talents. And yes, I said worthy. And as an aside, as a leader, I actually like being asked this question because it tells me that the candidate is keen to ensure that they develop a good relationship with me from the get-go, right from the start. It displays a level of confidence and that they're owning their own career. Now, on reviewing the response to that post I talked about, unsurprisingly, what stood out that the overwhelming majority were female. I get it. I really do get it. It can be hard to ask questions within a pressured situation. But the question is, why do we find it so difficult to ask such an innocuous question when, especially as women, it's important that we gain as much clarity as possible during about a role during interviews? Because those responses can be fabulous indicators of the interview's leadership style, the organizational culture, and it can be the first step for us to avoid falling off the leadership ladder. If your first thought is, OMG, I can't ask those kind of questions, isn't it a bit forward? Let me share with you why you really need to change that mindset. Asking for what you need and want is a powerful action step. It's not one that we're all willing to do. And more often we talk ourselves out of what we believe is best because we let fear and doubt get in the way of genuinely going after what lies within our reach. Now, from personal experience, I know I can't be the only one that has denied myself by not having the courage to ask for what I know was the right thing for me at that time. And research backs it up. Research shows that the fear of being judged is real for women who in asking a question may be perceived as bucking gender norms that they say should be quiet, polite, and agreeable. Women struggle with the possibility of their questions making them appear pushy and creating an uncomfortable situation for the interview. And believe it or not, they're far more considerate of the interviewer than they are themselves. That reticence to ask can have bigger repercussions for your career because women earn much less money over men over the course of their careers by not negotiating that first offer, first job offer, simply accepting what's offered rather than negotiating or asking for more. They experience slower career advancement than equally qualified men, as they are less likely to ask for prestigious assignments, volunteer for opportunities that will give them more visibility, and pursue raises and promotions. And this can also roll over into our personal lives, where the burden of childcare and household management often falls on the woman, adding to our stressors, but still we refrain from asking for support from our partners. So if you're still telling yourself you can't, ask yourself, what would you prefer? To know upfront that you may not get the opportunities you want with a particular organization, or to realize a few months later what a mistake you've made? Which is it? My mom always told me, what you ask for, you'll get. But I like to think, if you don't ask, you won't get. And the power lies in that tiny three-letter word, A-S-K, ask. And in the Purpose, Power, Presence Leadership Program, I share and coach you in the strategies you need to confidently ask the questions that matter. I have seen so many programs that talk about thriving as a female leader. This isn't it. The program provides you with the skills to change the game so you can succeed in any career you pursue. So head over to www.janicesutherland.com to find out more, and I'll leave the links in the notes. Well, that's it for this week. Feel free to share your experiences of asking for what you want. And if you haven't done so, what are you waiting for? Just do it. And remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Until next time, take care.
Hi, it's Janice. Thanks for being a supporter of the podcast. But have you joined the This Woman Can community online? It's where ambitious women can share experiences, strategies, and insights that equip and inspire them to build their career success, maximize their leadership, and make an impact in their world. And it's free. Join today. Visit www.thiswomancan.coach. Look forward to meeting you there.